VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has been found guilty of 8 financial crimes. The jury was unable to reach an agreement on 10 other counts. It returned the decision Tuesday after deliberating 4 days on the charges of tax evasion and bank fraud. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the verdict marks the first trial win for the special counsel's team.
Manafort was the first American charged in the special counsel's investigation to opt for a trial instead of cooperating. Despite months of partisan attacks, many from the president himself, the verdict shows Bob Mueller's team can convince a jury of its integrity. It also raises questions about whether the president will seek to pardon Manafort.
Donald Trump's former lawyer has pleaded guilty in a scheme to pay hush money before the presidential election. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's former personal lawyer and longtime fixer, pleaded guilty to charges that included campaign finance fraud. The accusation stemmed from Cohen's role in the payment of hush money shortly before the 2016 election to porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy playmate Karen McDougal, both of whom reported sexual affairs with Trump. Cohen agreed not to contest any prison term between 45 and 63 months. The case pulls back the curtain on his relationship and falling out with Trump, whom Cohen once said he'd take a bullet for. Warren Levinson, New York.
Microsoft said Tuesday it has uncovered new Russian hacking attempts targeting U.S. political groups ahead of the midterm elections. The company said that a hacking group tied to the Russian government created fake internet domains that appeared to look like 2 American conservative organizations. 3 other fake domains were designed to look as if they belonged to the U.S. Senate. This is VOA News. A former Nazi concentration camp guard who was living in New York City has been deported to Germany 14 years after a judge ordered his expulsion. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
95-year-old Yakiv Pali, the last Nazi war crime suspect who was facing deportation from the U.S., was removed from his Queens home and sent back to Germany, according to the White House. Pali hid his involvement in the slaughter of Jews at a concentration camp in Poland and gained entry to the U.S. after World War II by claiming he was a farmer and factory worker. In 2004, a judge ordered him deported, but he lived in limbo here because no country would accept him. Pali's fate in Germany is unclear, as prosecutors have previously indicated. There doesn't appear to be enough evidence to bring wartime charges. Julie Walker, New York.
Pali became a U.S. citizen in 1957, but in 2001, he admitted to Justice Department investigators his past role as a Nazi labor camp guard in then German-occupied Poland. The Vatican has confirmed that Pope Francis will meet with victims of clerical sexual abuse during his visit this week to Ireland. In the 4 decades since a pope last traveled to Ireland, several reports of clerical sexual abuse have rocked the church. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA from Rome.
Pope Francis's principal reason to visit Ireland this weekend is to take part in the World Meeting of Families, which opened Tuesday in the country's diocese. The event, held every 3 years, brings together families from around the world. He is to address families attending the meeting on Saturday at Croke Park in Dublin. The Pope had been expected to meet survivors of clerical sexual abuse, but this had not been officially confirmed until today. Pope Francis has been coming under intense pressure to speak out with force about the issue of clerical sexual abuse in the church in Ireland. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
And this late word, a powerful earthquake has struck northeastern Venezuela, shaking buildings and sending residents fleeing into the streets. The U.S. Geological Survey said the 7.3 magnitude earthquake's epicenter was 20 kilometers northwest of Yaguaraparo. There were no initial reports of injuries or major damage in the capital. The quake was felt as far away as the Colombian capital of Bogota, where authorities briefly closed the airport to make sure the runway was not damaged. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.